Turn with me, if you will, to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, and verse 5. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, and verse 5. When I was a teenager, Walkmans had come out, so I've just dated myself. Do y'all remember the Walkman craze? I wanted a Walkman. It was Christmas time, and my parents were messing with my mind, and they said, well, you know, I'm not sure we'll be able to get you that one. And, you know, kind of messing with me a little bit. Well, I get up on Christmas morning, and there's a whole stereo system instead. Even better. And so I got to enjoy that. And, you know, we as parents, we love to give our kids gifts, don't we? It's a joy to our heart. God loves to give us good things as well. And we need to ask Him for the good things that He wants to give us. And we need to step out in faith and do the things He tells us so that He can let us walk in the good things that He wants for us. This scripture, Jesus is actually teaching the disciples how to pray. And then He's also teaching them some things about prayer and how to pray. And specifically in how to have the right attitude when we pray. And so the title of my message is Receiving Good Things. Receiving Good Things. So look with me at Luke 11 and verse 5. He also said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I don't have anything to offer him. Then he will answer from inside and say, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I have gone to bed. I can't give you anything. I tell you, even though he won't get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his friend's persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, keep asking, and it will be given to you. Keep searching and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds, and to the one who knocks a door will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Receiving good things. How do we receive the good things that God wants to give us? Well, first of all, I want you to see that we need to ask for things. Ask for things. He's telling this story, and he says, you know, suppose you had a friend. And, of course, in the Hebrew culture, it was a big deal. If somebody came to you as a guest, you were to have food that you set out in front of them, and it was considered a shame not to provide what was needed in that situation. And so this neighbor, he gets up and he goes and he knocks on the door of his neighbor and he says, look, I don't have anything to give my guest. I'm in trouble. Would you help me? And suppose a grumpy, crotchety guy said, hey, I got my kids around me because that's the way they slept. You're going to wake all of us up? No. I can't give you anything. You just go away. He says, that wouldn't happen. He says, even if he's a crotchety, unwilling person, because of his friend's boldness, he will give him whatever he needs. Now, my translation says persistence. It can be persistence, but it can also be translated boldness. The idea is that he is bold enough to speak up and ask for something. Persistence would be included in that, because when we're bold to ask God for something, we'll persist as well. I remember when my kids were little, they would ask me for things. You know, you go to the grocery store, Daddy, can I have a candy bar? We'll see. 2 seconds later, Daddy, can I have a candy bar? We'll see. 2 seconds later, Daddy, can I have a candy bar? Don't ask me that again, or you're sure not to get one. And, you know, it's one of those things, you know. There's a persistence. Why? Because they're my kids. They know I love them. They know I want to give them things. And, And so they're going to take advantage of that and ask and ask and ask and be persistent because of their boldness. And so God wants us to be bold to ask Him. Ask Him for things. Now, you can ask Him for physical things. You can ask Him for, you know, needs in your emotional life to sustain you. But especially ask Him for those things that you need in your spiritual life. God has a purpose and a plan for each one of us, and He doesn't want us to be shy about asking Him for what we need. Spend regular time each day asking God for things. Then suppose you're at work. There's a problem you need to solve. Ask God to give you wisdom. Suppose you've had an argument with somebody and you want reconciliation. Ask God to bring that about and to give you wisdom in reconciling. Whatever it is that you need strength or power to share Christ with somebody or to do a work of ministry, ask God to give you the heart and the strength that you need to fulfill that. God delights to answer His children. So if you want to receive things from God, the first thing that you need to do is ask for things. Secondly, seek a relationship. Seek a relationship. He says, I say to you, keep asking, it will be given. Keep seeking, and you will find. One scripture says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Prayer is not just about a grocery list that we bring to God of what we want. It's also about a relationship. Now, you can be seeking certain things in prayer, but I think God wants us to seek Him above everything else that we could possibly seek. He's concerned about a relationship with us. And sometimes He may delay an answer so that He can spend time with us. And so that He can develop that relationship and develop our faith. He wants us to seek Him. You know, the greatest blessing in life is not what we get from God, but what we experience in His presence. God wants us to seek Him. Have you ever gone away on a trip? You come back and your kids ask you, what'd you get me? Right? But first thing out of their mouth, no prompting, no hug, what'd you get me? Right? Sometimes, you know, God says, hey, I want you. I want to experience that relationship with you. I want to have fellowship with you. Spend that time with God and pour out your heart to Him. Pour out your burdens to Him. Tell Him the concerns that you have, the weakness that you feel. Tell Him the strength that you need and how you want to draw near to Him. Jesus said, seek you first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you as well. God wants us to seek Him above all other things. And as you seek Him, you find that He gives you other things as well. I love the story of Solomon and how God says to Solomon, you can ask me wherever you want, and I'll give it to you. And he says, give me wisdom, because who can govern this great people of yours? And God says, that's a great prayer. And you know what? You've honored me with your prayer. You want to serve me. You want to do good by me. So let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you all this other stuff too. And so Solomon became one of the wealthiest kings, probably the wealthiest king that Israel ever had, because God poured out His blessing. Seek the Lord. The Bible says, him that honoreth me, him will I honor. So, receiving good things, what do you need to do? First of all, ask for things. Secondly, seek a relationship. Thirdly, respond with action. Keep knocking, and the door will be open to you. Now, I've heard some mention this as far as a relationship with God, you know, knocking on the door. Kind of similar to Jesus knocking on the door in the book of Revelation for a relationship. But as I was reading this, I thought about this. He's talking about boldness. He's talking about our attitude toward God and what God wants for us. And so he encourages boldness. What if this is knowing what God's will is and stepping out in faith and saying, I'm going to knock on that door. I'm going to take action on what God has told me to do. You know, many people never receive good things from God because they're unwilling to step out in faith and trust Him. You remember the story, I don't remember which king it was, but there, one of the kings of Israel, it may have been Ahaz, there's a prophet that comes to him, and he says, look, I want you to take this arrow and beat the ground with it, and you're striking your enemies, and he beats the ground three times, and the prophet gets mad at him. He says, look, what are you doing? If you'd have kept on striking, you'd have totally defeated your enemies, but you only struck three times, so now you're going to defeat them three times, and then they're going to continue to be a thorn in your side. And so he was unwilling to step out in faith in the way that God wanted him to step out, and because of that, he didn't realize all that God had for him. He didn't step out in faith. And so taking action on what God has told us to do is important. If you're going to be bold in your walk with God and you're going to receive everything that God wants to give you, you need to be willing to step out when it's scary. I have failed in this area sometimes when God has prompted my heart to do something and I'm just uncomfortable with it. Have you ever been there? And then at other times, I've responded to that prompting and I have knocked on that door and I've seen God work. I was thinking of the guy that I spoke with at a gas station. I'd gotten gas, and there was a guy just standing there to the side. I just felt God prompt my heart, go talk to that man about Jesus. And so I had my kids in the car with me, and I pulled over to the side and got out and talked to the guy about Jesus. He gave his heart to Christ. But I had to knock on the door. I had to be willing to say yes to the Holy Spirit so that I could see God work and step out with boldness and trust Him in the situation. So part of receiving good things is responding with action when God calls us to do something. So receiving good things from God, ask for things, seek a relationship, respond with action. Fourthly, expect good things. Expect good things. Now in verse 11, he says, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? David asked me for a fish before the service, and David, here's a snake. I'm not going to do that to my son. He's looking at me like, you better not do that, Dad. But we don't do that, do we? No father does that. We love our kids. We want to do good to them. He says, if you who are evil do this, how much more will God do this? Do you know God is eager to answer? He's not standing up there and saying, well, boy, if you perform enough, if you jump through enough hoops, maybe I'll think about answering your prayer. No, He delights to. He delights to give us exactly what we need. And so He's saying, look, you need to expect good things from God. You need to have an attitude of faith when you come to Him that He's good and that He wants to meet the needs of your heart. So expect good things from God. I like what Jim Elliot said. He said, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. That's an attitude of faith. And so expect good things from God. Recognize His goodness. And when you come to Him, come with an attitude of faith. And finally, receiving good things from God, there's nothing better you can receive than the Spirit of God. He says in verse 13, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? This is the greatest gift besides salvation that you could ask God for, and that's the filling of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit indwells the heart of each believer, but we can be living as though He doesn't exist and not responding to Him. But we can actually receive Him by faith to fill us. And what that means is we're surrendering our heart. We're choosing to trust Him and let Him lead us in our life. And as we do that, He lives that life through us. And so receiving the Spirit. You want to be bold? Ask God to fill you with the Spirit. You remember Elijah and Elisha in the Old Testament? Elijah put his mantle over Elisha. That was a sign that Elisha was going to be his successor. And Elisha began to go around with Elijah. And at one point, he says to Elijah, I want a double portion of your spirit. And if you read through the story of Elijah and Elisha, you see that Elisha did exactly twice the number of miracles that Elijah did. And he was just bold enough to ask God, this is what I want. I want a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Can I tell you, God wants us to be bold in asking him for his spirit. You know what the scripture says? Nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing. And we can ask for the Spirit of God to fill us and to use us and to live through us, and he will do great things through us as we ask him and invite him in. There's a song that says, Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, comfort and friend, how we need your touch again. I believe that's where we are in the American church. We need the touch of the Spirit of God. We need revival. We need God to come in and take over. We need God to come and do what only God can do. Receiving good things means receiving a person, receiving the Spirit of God. God delights to give us good things. How do we receive these good things? We ask for things, seek a relationship, respond with action, expect good things, and receive the Spirit. And as we do, we will live in the blessing that God intends for us. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much.